Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Abu Dhabi to Bali, Singapore to Chichen Itza. We are the Tastemakers. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this, again, gorgeous, beautiful Tuesday morning here in Shangri-La, 11 a.m. Pacific time as we go live around the world. Not a cloud in the sky, blue, 75, but again, that's your average temperature.
Is that somebody at the door, Mark?
I don't know. It sounded like it. Is somebody trying to get into the studio right now? I don't know. They've made it past security. Okay, good. Made it past security. They've attempted to break into the studio here at LA Talk Radio.
Let's start this show off, Mark, like we do every Tuesday after we get done talking about how beautiful the weather is. And 99% of the time we are conducting the show, it is beautiful out there. But this show today, as every Tuesday, is presented and sponsored to you by iBidForStorage.com. They are a self-storage and self-storage auction company based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years, and their goal is to help you find the self-storage unit and auction that best fits your auction needs. So once again, iBidForStorage.com, and Mark, we have a lot to talk about them today as we recently become partners with iBidForStorage and recently participated, making an appearance in Las Vegas last week at the ISS World Expo event. I like that, World Expo. And
it sounds huge, and yeah, we are the official, I guess, brand ambassadors for iBidForStorage.com.
That is breaking news right now that we could share with the world and our listeners, Mark. Yep. It is official.
Our first official appearance and, I guess, announcement to the world was last Tuesday in Las Vegas that we were the new face.
They have been sponsoring the show for the last couple months, but like you just said, it is official. And last week we were at that sounds like such a big event. And I got to say, it was probably
huge.
Larger than we thought. You know, we've attended several events in Las Vegas, different conventions and so, but the ISS World Expo, and I got an official badge right here, Mark.
Oh, you brought yours in.
I brought it in. Great. We've posted it on the internet and
good, so forth.
But yeah, it's nice to be official when you get your own badge, and fantastic way to walk into the venue last week, Mark, with iBid provided us with that wonderful sign.
Love the sign.
Yeah, it was
right when you walk in. I mean, that must have been paid about top dollar for that sponsorship.
About 10 feet tall. Had our pictures on there. And just a great way to. Big shout out to Leon and his team out there in Toronto for setting it up, because I don't think there was anything else greeting people when they walked in other than us.
Other than the beautiful room. You know, the chandeliers. I mean,
right when you walk in.
Right.
And there was no other sign. You know, like when you go to Magic or these other conventions, there's tons of signage and promotional stuff. So, made me feel special. I know it made you feel special. I hope it made Leanne and I feel special as well. So that was a great way to, again, walk into the show, and just a fantastic.
I look forward to our long-term partnership and with iBidForStorage.com.
Yeah, so we are very, very happy to be on board with the iBidForStorage.com team. So thanks, Leanne. Thanks, iBid. And good stuff to come.
Yep.
All right, so another beautiful day. We got the sponsorship information delivered there, and we will start the show with the next step, as we do every Tuesday, with sharing the day with the celebrities' birthdays.
Well, I hope there's some good ones today.
Well, there's always some good ones, Mark, and there's always some interesting ones. And when I say interesting ones, it's deeper and more involved than just, Sophia Loren or some big celebrity. I mean, we've branched out to Vine stars, YouTube stars, musicians, authors, even dead people that are no longer with us. So let's start off today, Mark, with a YouTuber by the name of Jai Brooks. He's 20. I couldn't tell you any YouTubers.
Nope.
Eric Church. Just recently at the Stagecoach this week. It's like Coachella.
Country Western guy, right?
Yeah. He's 38 today. 38 candles on his birthday cake today. Bing Crosby.
Wow.
Long gone. He passed away in 1977, I think, on the golf course in Spain. Is that safe to say?
That is safe to say. He died how he wanted to die.
Yeah, on the golf course. How old would he be today, Mark?
Bing Crosby would be 110.
Very close. 113.
Okay.
James Brown. How old? Now, he's been dead over 10 years. How old do you think he would be?
I thought he died about 6 years ago. I'd say he'd be 80.
83.
Okay.
I figured he'd be a little older, but not the case. Frankie Valli, still with us from the Four Tops from the 60s.
Right.
83 today.
The Jersey Boys, right?
83, yeah, Jersey Boys. Nadia Forde, 26 years old. She is a model. Not a supermodel, just a model.
Yeah.
Nadia Forde.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. But just off the subject real quick about supermodels.
Yeah.
And superstar. In NFL,
yeah.
What do you think qualifies you in the NFL to be a superstar?
To be a superstar?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to be, first off, I think you'd have to be dubbed a franchise player by the team, and they're dubbing you a franchise player if you're the team superstar. But a superstar would have to be one that either wins like the MVP, or if you're the quarterback, you throw for 4,000 yards, or if you're a running back, you have to run for at least 1,000 yards, or you have multiple Super Bowl rings, or you're in the playoffs every year, or you're a rookie of the year. So those are just...
The only reason I say that is because last night's episode of Dancing with the Stars, one of the guys that's on there is the Pittsburgh Steelers guy. They introduced him as superstar NFL player. I forget what his name is.
From the Steelers?
Yeah, from the Steelers.
I thought they had...
Well, there's three football players on there. Oh. There's three of them.
So they introduced him as superstar.
The Pittsburgh Steelers guy, they introduced him as superstar. And the first thing I said to Stacy was, in my opinion, you have to have a Super Bowl ring to be considered a superstar or a quarterback, because you have that certain... cachet when you're a quarterback. So this guy is neither. I don't believe he's a Super Bowl. Well, when did 5 years ago Steelers won 5 years ago?
Uh huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Between four and six years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, I still don't think that superstar is something when you're like an all star or an all pro. And I don't even know who.
There's that Von Miller. He just won the Super Bowl. I get that. But he was the one that they introduced as superstar, though.
You know, I bet that was his request.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure that was his
request.
Anyhow,
go on with the birthdays.
Yeah. Get this, Mark. Ryder Beer, he's 13. He was listed as family member. I don't know how that happened.
This as family,
you know,
member.
Where it says YouTube star, musician, actor, athlete, Viner. He was listed as family member.
Family member.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
Is he on the show? He's on that show, The Family. He's on that.
I don't think so. But anyhow, Cheryl Burke. How old do you think Cheryl Burke
is? Cheryl Burke. I'd say she was 31.
Right on the button. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, Mark, I think maybe you take a gander at these birthdays before I come on here.
Do not.
How about this, Damon Dash? He's listed as entrepreneur. He's 44 today.
Damon Dash, who's that?
Rapper. Rapper mogul. He's
like
Diddy. He's one of the big ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Christina Hendricks. You know her from Mad Men. Juggs.
Yeah.
How old?
I'd say she's 38.
40. Okay. She is. She's been dead a couple years now. Ann B. Davis. You know her as Alice from Brady Bunch. How old would she be?
Ann B. Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said Andy Davis.
Ann B. Davis.
Okay. Yeah. How old would she be?
Yeah, she'd be 90.
She'd be 92.
90. She died at 88.
Yeah, I remember she was old.
Hiro Matsumiro. He's a cartoonist.
He's a Japanese guy.
He's a cartoonist.
He's 67.
He's a cartoonist and he's 38. Bobby Cannavale. Emmy winner from Boardwalk Empire. Superstar from Vinyl.
Nice.
Bobby Cannavale. He's 45.
Oh, we have a lot of them today.
Sugar Ray Robinson has died. He's been dead 6 years already. He'd be 95 today. And last but not least, Becca Carter. Becca Carter. She's 26 today.
Boy, I thought they'd never end.
Yeah. But just keep on going. There's a good variety of them. I'd like to share them with everybody, Mark. And that's just part of what we do here, entertainment, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's celebrity, luxury, cuisine, or travel. We like to cover the...
Hey, did you see that group of people on the red carpet last night at the Met Gala in New York?
I did
it's
not.
It's like the Vanity Fair of New York.
Right? I know they were talking about that on the Today Show this morning.
Yeah.
But I caught very little of it,
You know, some of these people look great, and some of them just looked ridiculous. They had... Did you see the ones they showed on KTLA this morning? The five women, Madonna.
Yes.
Okay. Madonna looked awful. Katy Perry didn't even look like her.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's was awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking about their outfits or just
the outfits?
Yeah.
They showed four of them this morning on KTLA.
Yeah.
Madonna looked awful. Taylor Swift looked okay.
Yeah.
But Lady Gaga was ridiculous, and so was Katy Perry. You just didn't even recognize her.
Did you see Kim Kardashian and? What's
Kanye?
Did you see his eyes? He had the blue.
Oh no, I didn't see.
He had the blue contact lenses in.
But the way
looked like
he
an
was
alien.
Dressed. The way he was dressed.
Oh, I loved it.
This is the gala to go to. He looked like he was going to go get a beer.
Wasn't it like 30,000? Well, he had that diamond jacket on.
It doesn't make any difference if it's diamond or not. It looked like a schlub.
Yeah.
You have to be invited first, and you have to pay $30,000 a ticket.
Yeah, that's kind of like the
You know, this week, I guess over the course of the last 5 weeks, there was the Hall of Fame inductees. There was the red carpet for the NFL draft. There was the White House correspondent dinner. There was the Met Gala. So in the last 5 days, a lot of big time red carpet events going on.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you with the way you know your attire. You have to.
Well, look at Keith Urban came out there in white tie and tails like a lot of the men did, because it's the elegant affair of the year. Kanye West, he dressed like that at the MTV Awards.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
no doubt about that. And by the way, that speaking of the Kardashians, briefly, the show returned the other day. Boy, the show just keeps on going.
Is it still the same stuff?
I only watched the first 15 minutes, but it looked like a totally different show. Because it seems like since the last time, all of a sudden these Jenner girls are huge. And speaking of these Jenner girls, Kendall and Kylie, you know as well as I do, Mark, that's one of the gifting that we're currently doing.
Right.
And we are gifting both girls, who are two of the biggest girls.
Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
No Kardashian.
At least one of them has talent. She's a model, right, Kendall?
Yeah, so big shout out to a couple of our brands that are participating in that event, and one of them is the Vance Family Soy Candles. No synthetic fragrance, Mark. Everything is getting to be no GMO, synthetic, you know, no glucose and all this stuff. But big shout out to Vance Family Soy Candles. No synthetic fragrance, no GMOs, only pure essential oils and organic plant-derived flavors go into sustainable, always GMO-free candles. So get out there and check out their website at VanceFamilySoyCandles.com. Again, participating in the WOW Creations gifting opportunity gift bag, we are gifting Kendall and Kylie Jenner. The rest of the Kardashian sisters are not getting this. This is just the Jenner sisters.
Boy, it's even the candle business is getting complicated with all those ingredients,
right.
The do's and don'ts,
no
and
GMOs
what have you.
And all that stuff, and it's just
complicated stuff.
It's complicated, but it's the way to go. Everybody's healthy and you know, eco-conscious and green, and they want a healthy lifestyle and just be, you know, healthy in general.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hey, this Saturday, and for the second year in a row, we're not going. I mean, we've gone 8 years previously, but this Saturday is the Kentucky Derby in Louisville. It's the 141st?
No, I think it's the
142nd?
No, I think it's the 43rd or 44th.
Oh, no. It's the 142nd. 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby, which is, it's huge. And again, we will not be at Kentucky Derby in Churchill Downs this year. We didn't work out.
That's a damn shame.
Which is true.
And we've been, like you said, we've been there 8 times though.
Which has been fantastic. I mean, there's nothing like it. But the thing is, if you can't make it to Louisville to be at Churchill Downs for the running of the Kentucky Derby, the next best place to be is at Santa Anita Park in lovely Arcadia, California. Santa Anita's been there since the 30s. You know, I mean, Santa Anita, you know, I know it. We've been there many times over the last 30 years. And it's a great place to go and watch the races, watch the ponies, and enjoy and have a very good time. This year, they are going to be hosting the biggest derby party west of Kentucky.
Wow.
That sounds cool, doesn't it? It's the Run for the Roses. It's happening the first Saturday in May in Santa Anita, celebrating our hometown horses, which Niesta, I think, is the favorite.
Niesta? Boy, I don't even know.
Or Niesta. I might have it spelled pronounced wrong, but that's the favorite. That's the favorite right now. And it's the Santa Anita horse. It's stabled at Santa Anita, which is great. And, you know, which is – the party continues at the great race place, which is Santa Anita.
Where were we last year for the Kentucky Derby?
I'm not sure.
I was wondering if they're going to be serving mint juleps. I would assume they're going to be serving mint juleps.
I don't know. Yeah, but we were not there. We were at Santa Anita. We were gracious enough to be invited to attend the Chandelier Room at Santa Anita, which is the most elegant place. It's the their annual guest chef series in the Chandelier Room. They had it at the Santa Anita Derby about a month ago. We went. It was fantastic. Food was delicious. The beverages, they had a tequila tasting, which was great.
What was the name of the horse that you said it was? You think it was? The
favorite? Niesta?
Was it Nyquist?
Nyquist.
72 odds.
Yeah.
Exaggerate is 4-1. More Spirit is 7-1. And Destin is 8-1.
Yeah, continue. Nyquist just won the, I believe it was the Florida Stakes Derby.
Boy,
just
good for you.
Ago.
Well, when we were at the Santa Anita Derby and you're talking about the fantastic event we attended, the winner of the Santa Anita Derby is participating in the Kentucky Derby, correct?
I believe so.
Do you remember the name?
I can't even remember the name of the winner of the Santa Anita Derby. That's probably because we were having such a good time in the Chandelier Room.
Probably.
They were having the tequila sampling, which was great. They had the live racing going on.
Oh, that was
dangerous.
That was dangerous. I'll tell you that.
I mean, if anybody out there in Southern California, I'm saying that as a whole, all of Southern California, is looking for a great party, a great derby party, Saturday, May 7th, go to Santa Anita. I mean, this is the best place to see a race. Gates open Saturday at 7:15 a.m. First post is noon, and I believe the Kentucky Derby goes off at 3:40.
No, I think it's like 3:06, isn't it?
No, 3:40.
Oh, wow, it's late.
Yeah. It really is, you know, it's always late. But Sanity is located at 285 West Huntington Drive in the beautiful city of Arcadia. There's box seats available, front runner restaurants available, turf terrace restaurants available. The chandelier room is available, which is a great place to go.
Did you mention about the fantastic food?
Hey, I did fantastic food. SantaAnita.com. You can call them at 626-574-7223. Again, Kentucky Derby Day is second to none when you're over there at the world famous Santa Anita. And again, the chandelier room. If you're not in Churchill Downs in Louisville for the Kentucky Derby,
the next best place to be.
The next best place to be. And not only
right
that.
Right in your backyard.
On top of that, right in my backyard. On top of that, they're having a fashion contest and a hat contest. Hat contest, you know, because it's a big deal of the Kentucky
Derby. So two different things, hat contest and fashion.
Right, hats and fashion. You can enter for one or both of them. Or they also have a fascinator. They've got the best fascinator, best fashion, and best hat. So it's a great contest to enter in one or all three of those, which is fantastic. So
for men and women or just women?
Men and
or
women. Well, men and women for fashion, actually. I don't know if they've got a special one for men for hats. But it's Saturday, Santa Anita Park, and I advise you to contact them to get tickets for the chandelier room. It is the
best tickets still available, Mark?
I would think so. Tickets are still available. That's SantaAnita.com. Information is 626-574-7223. The chandelier room at Santa Anita Park, the biggest derby party west of Kentucky. Saturday, May 7th. Gates open at 7:15.
Well, I know we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Great time.
Great time.
So once again, Mark, let's give a big shout-out to our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com. Check them out at iBidForStorage.com or give them a call at 844-424-3669 for all your self-storage and self-storage auction needs. They are based in Canada and the United States for the last 22 years, getting bigger and better every day. And now we are happy to say we are on board with iBid for Storage. So contact them direct or give us a shout out. We'll try to help you out whenever we can as well. So iBidForStorage.com.
And this is online storage bidding. That's what the future,
Mark,
is.
When we were
right
there last week, you saw some of it was going on. There was actually live bidding that was taking place.
It's the way of the future when auctions go. I guess storage auctions, it's the way to do it, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. Maybe we need to get on board. Well, I guess we're on board with them. So fantastic. If you haven't done so, check them out. Get online.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to leave. You could be wearing your robe, and you don't even have to leave
at home. Yeah, which is the great thing about it. And I think iBid for Storage. I think is the number one rated listed online storage company out there.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Hey, big shout out to fashion designer Sue Wong and a happy birthday wish to her. We were fortunate enough to be on the invite list, the coveted invite, limited invite list to attend her birthday party at the world famous Cedars.
Ten days ago, almost
in the Cedars. In some states, the Hollywood Hills. I'm not sure if it's the Hollywood Hills or not, but in the Los Feliz area.
What a place! What a party!
House.
What a great bash!
What a great bash is right, and you gotta love a home that it's like a ranch that has a name. It's named the Cedars. So.
Yeah.
A fantastic, eclectic mix of people, like we always say, is like one of Andy Warhol's factory parties in the 60s and early 70s, where everyone from artists to musicians to poets to soap stars to you and I to just an eclectic, wide list of people in attendance. And it's always a gas, always a blast. And thank you, Sue. And we were invited to attend one of her events last night, unfortunately. Just coming back from Vegas and catching up this weekend, and on Sunday we were at another event, so we can't get to every event, but we were committed. So if you're listening, Sue, sorry we couldn't make it last night. Last minute, we had just could not make it. Just
well, as long as you mentioned Vegas in the storage convention, let's discuss our couple days we were in Las Vegas last week, which was fantastic. Again, it's Las Vegas, so everybody loves Las Vegas. But we had a great time. We checked into the Cosmopolitan Hotel, which was a great location because it's right there on the Strip. It was directly across the street from the venue, which was at the Paris Hotel, which is where the convention was taking place. So we checked into the and we barely made it. We had some delays early on. We had some delays early on getting to Vegas, so we literally made it to the room, changed our clothes, crossed the street and got to the
expo. 2 minutes early.
2 minutes early, right. 2 minutes early.
And I'm already getting ready to send Leanne, our compadre with IBIT for storage, saying we're just here. And he walked up right as we pulled up.
By the way, Leanne, thanks again for the Cosmopolitan. Our room, I think, was on the 40th floor. We were overlooking the strip, well, half of the strip, because the way the room was set up, it's like you got there was. I don't think they had rooms right overlooking the strip, but it was
a great room.
Great room, great service at the hotel, great bars downstairs. We spent some evenings, our first evening in the bar there. And
thank you for a wonderful meal at Rao's, Leanne. That was
Rao's was great.
World famous, been in New York or Brooklyn since 1909. So
nothing like the meatballs.
Yeah, oh, fantastic meatballs.
Yeah.
And did you see the steak? Leanne had the filet mignon.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a beautiful hunk of meat.
It all looked fantastic.
I mean, it almost looked like a piece of art. I mean, our meatballs look great, but not like a piece of art. But the way that filet was sitting on that plate, it just, and when you sliced into it, fantastic. But great, great.
There were 3,000 attendees at this at the
ITT World Expo.
Yeah,
only 3,000.
3,000, yeah.
Huh.
And, you know, you walked into the room, and the place was just cranking. And they have, you know, with in layman's terms, when it comes to storage, all people know of and think of, as I did prior to our association with Storage Wars, was public storage. That's the only thing I knew about.
Yeah, this was,
this was a
wake-up call.
Cornucopia of everything having to do with storage. From people coming in from around the world that had storage lockers in Singapore. They had storage concepts from Silicon Valley. We were approached by somebody with some sort of investment opportunities for Silicon Valley.
We get hit up a lot as investors.
But you wouldn't think of all these opportunities in the storage
The finance realm. The
leasing, renting, owning lands.
Renting boxes.
Different technology. I mean, just, you know, online storage, storage units. Just
And up until a couple months ago, we didn't even do a whole auction. I think, IBIT for Storage has been around for 22 years, so it has been around in more ways than one. But, I mean, I'm very, very new to that whole auction online.
But the thing was great. Again, when you go to Vegas for a convention. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean,
crowded too, super crowded.
All there is to it.
This time of the year during the week, but always a great trip. I went downtown, did the downtown scene, smoked a couple cigars.
And, you know,
one
of the best things, I guess the second best thing other than attending the event, FryBitForStorage.com, was being invited to have dinner at Jada's.
Right, we got that invitation.
Yeah, Jada's is Giada De Laurentiis, who's the granddaughter of famous Italian movie director Dino De Laurentiis, and Emmy-winning celebrity chef who's on the Cooking Channel, on the Food Network. She has multiple shows on there. She's got her own brand of tomatoes, of pasta sauce out there. Anyhow, she's a food mogul. So we were invited as the tastemakers to come by the Giada's and enjoy.
Thank you for following us, Giada.
Yeah. And first off, Matt, I'd like to do a big thank you to Michael Spiegel.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Spiegel is the general manager of Giada's. Now, this restaurant in the Cromwell, directly across the street, kitty corner from the Bellagio, across the street from
Caesar's Palace,
right on the corner, overlooking everything. Michael Spiegel gave the tastemakers the best seat in the house.
Yep.
We had the best table. Yep. Second to none. I mean, that was the best table in the house, right? Am I right about that?
You're right about it. The absolute best, Mark.
You know, we were treated like we were the Duke and Duchess of York when we came into this place. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. From the get-go.
Right, from the get-go. The best seat in town. We got a great waiter. I forget what the guy's name was, but he was great.
Oh, what was his name?
You know, they come out there with this great breadbasket thing. Okay, and it's got the hard sticks, the breads, the olive oils, the whole spiel. They put this thing down there, and they got the stuff pouring, and the water's coming. Naturally, they want to know if you want table water, if you want bottled water.
Just regular water for me, Mark. I don't need sparkling. I don't need the still. Just the regular.
So we got that coming, and we're having this, and we're enjoying that. So we put our order in. We started off with an appetizer, which was the margarita pizza. I think it was a margarita pizza.
No. It was the barbecue chicken, I think, or the Thai chicken.
Chicken?
Oh, yeah. Or it was not margarita. No. It was chicken. It was a chicken. Barbecue chicken or hot and spicy.
Wow. So it was delicious. Whatever pizza it was delicious. Then we put our order in. And this is one of those places that they bring you the fancy plate with all the diddly-doos on it. And they spice it up. They make it look fantastic. And so it really was incredible. And, you know, as a matter of fact, before we even started the whole dining thing, we just checked in. We got off the elevator. We went up the escalator. We were checking and gave them our name. And here somebody comes walking out of the restaurant, looks at me, looks at us, and just says, It's the Harris brothers.
Yeah, recognized.
Says nothing else. Love it. Doesn't say anything else. Doesn't ask for an autograph. Doesn't ask for a picture. He's just himself. He just says the Harris brothers, gets on the escalator, and departs.
Gotta love
just
it.
Just like that.
I kind of like it like that sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, then we get in there, we get our order in, and then here comes Michael Spiegel to introduce himself to us. And he
felt like he was interrupting us. He said, sorry for interrupting
very
you guys.
Pleasant, very
cordial. Come on, Michael, no interruption.
Yeah. And, you know, naturally they tell us that the meal's on the house, and it was fantastic. And, Michael, you did a great job. We appreciate that. And
again, from the top down, from being greeted at the start to the waiter to to.
And one great thing about Jada's restaurant at the Cromwell is dessert. They come out with one of those old fashioned dessert trays.
Yeah,
you know,
cart.
A cart. You're right, the cart. And they got all the desserts on there, and you look at them and you think, boy, what am I going to get? So our waiter, and I guess I forget what the guy's name was, but he was a great guy. He made some suggestions. Two suggestions.
Lemon souffle.
Lemon souffle. Naturally, it's a souffle. You've got to get a head start on it because it takes 20 minutes.
I've never had any other type of souffle other than chocolate, so this was interesting.
Yeah.
15-minute wait time.
Right. So we ordered a souffle, and we also ordered...
Hazelnut.
Like a boot cake? Oh, no, it was ice cream. No.
It was a hazelnut cake with a lemon cream cheese topping.
Again, fabulous. The meal itself, the entree came, which we had fettuccine.
I got to say, though, Mark, we had a fettuccine with a carbaccio, but between the pizza and the breadsticks and the water... very filling.
Very filling.
And, you know, the portions are just perfect. They're not massive. They're not tiny. They're just perfect.
We couldn't even finish the dessert.
I know. Isn't that a damn
shame? Yeah.
Isn't that a damn shame?
Couldn't finish the dessert.
We were staying at a hotel, so you really couldn't bring it back to the room.
Right.
I mean, I guess we could have put it in the refrigerator, but you're not going
to eat it. So then we're just about finished with that, and then the manager, I think it was Michael that came back and said that they arranged for us to tour the
kitchen.
No,
it wasn't Michael. It was the waiter, actually.
Oh, the maitre d'.
Or the maitre d', yeah.
Yeah. Maitre d' came out and told us that they'd arranged for us to get a tour of the kitchen,
I don't think I've ever toured a professional kitchen at a...
No. No.
Right. So that was...
And so we're just finished that, and then they came and they asked us if we wanted to have some cappuccino with our dessert. So we're finishing the cappuccino. Then the manager from the kitchen, I guess, came to take us to the kitchen when we were besieged by Storage Wars fans.
Yeah.
There were a couple
back
that
to
came
back.
Back to back.
Back to back.
And the first ones came in, and then they sat down. We took pictures with them, and they had a great time. And then we just finished our cappuccino, and the waiter came and said, the party next to you would like to offer you a drink, whatever you want.
To drink.
Right. Whatever you want to drink. So we asked our waiter, what do you suggest? And they suggested a dessert port.
Oh, yeah. They suggest a lot of after-dinner drinks and so forth, but we went with the port, which was wonderful.
Which was delicious.
So this was fantastic. Back-to-back fans sitting down.
And then we had another fan that came by. They weren't even part of the storage convention, but they were in town. They recognized us, so we took pictures with all of them again. So it was a great feeling.
We posted everything, so if you follow us, you saw this posting.
You know,
fantastic. Again, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Jada.
The Cromwell and Jada's restaurant is located inside the Cromwell Hotel, 3595 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Warm colors, comfortable furniture, natural lighting. You can call them at 855-442-3271 to schedule a reservation.
Tell them the Harris Brothers sent you.
And it's a chic restaurant. It's the Cromwell, and it's Jada's at the Cromwell. Enjoy. Have a great time.
And speaking of that fantastic seat we got, Mark, did you see that picture I posted as the sun was setting with Caesar's Palace in the background? It was just magnificent.
Incredible.
Fantastic. So once again, Mark, let's give a big shout-out to our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com, who was in Las Vegas, and we were there as well for the ITT World Expo Convention, which was a hell of a show. iBidForStorage.com, or give them a call at 844-424-3669. Take care of all your auction needs.
You got to love it.
Hey, how about that event we were at on Sunday? I mean, they just keep on coming. The opportunities.
We're talking about the Greystone now?
Yeah, we're talking about the Greystone. What's the official name for that, Mark?
It's the Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance.
Love the Concourse d'Elegance for those of you who have never attended.
A big shout out, Matt, as long as we're talking about it right now, to Dana Beeson.
Oh, yeah.
She's publicist for the community services of the city of Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that's responsible for, I guess, putting together the Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance every year.
Yep.
Although it is over, it was only on Sunday. I want to put out the website. It's greystoneconcourse.org, which is, I mean, boy, if you can't make it to Pebble Beach, right, for the Pebble Beach Concourse d'Elegance.
This is the next best one.
Right. We're doing a selfie right now. So am I in there? Did I get in there? Okay, great.
There.
Okay, good. So this is great. I mean, it's not only the cars. Greystone Mansion has been in Beverly Hills, I guess, since 19... 19- 27, I believe, is the year of this thing. Let me look at my notes over here now. But let me see, 1927. Geez, I should have been more prepared. But anyhow, it's a fantastic place. Actually, it looks like it was completed in September of 1928. A lot of history. This is one of these old-fashioned mansions, right? You could rent the Greystone Mansion for events, receptions, weddings, that type of thing. So it's a great place to go and, you know, to have an event.
Yeah,
which is
a good day to have an event or spend the afternoon on a beautiful day.
Right. So, I mean, if you haven't been to Greystone Mansion, you must go to check it out. But it's a fantastic place.
And what celebrity world famous car collector did we happen to bump into, Mark?
Jay Leno. Go figure. Right. We're
driving his 1929 Duesenberg. Was that it?
Yeah, it was the 29 Duesenberg because we found out through Jay Leno the Duesenbergs were only made in 1929.
Took him 10 years to sell, they said, which I didn't...
It was in the middle of the Depression. Yeah. Nobody could spend that kind of money.
Right.
So, you know, Jay Leno was there and very friendly.
Super friendly.
Cordial.
We posted the pics.
We exchanged a conversation. He took a picture. We shook his hand. Great guy. Oh, I should say, by the way, this was only the 7th annual Greystone Mansion Concourse to Elegance, which was helping fund vital ongoing restoration at this legendary estate. So some of the monies that were raised at this thing went on to restore this legendary, and I got to say that legendary, it's a Greystone Mansion, which is...
And a beautiful day it was, and there must have been several thousand people there. In addition to the fantastic cars from Duesenbergs to Ferraris, and by the way, Josh Flagg, who's one of the Los Angeles
Million Dollar Listings, Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's one of the celebrity realtors. He was there representing his 1961 Silver Ghost or Silver Phantom. Do you know what Rolls Royce it was that he had, Mark?
You know, I don't.
But
anyway,
he was there with his 1961 convertible Rolls Royce. Which model it was, or the Phantom or the Silver, I'm not quite sure, but beautiful. So from Rolls Royce to Ferraris to MGs there was even a Volkswagen
Corvette.
There.
Did you say Corvettes?
Yeah, Corvettes, T-Birds. Fantastic day. And not to mention, in addition to the fantastic day, the celebrities and the gorgeous mansion or manor, Greystone Manor, the food was wonderful. They had an excellent buffet from barbecue spare ribs to barbecue tri-tip, chicken, salad. They had a candy bar. Stella Artois was one of the sponsors. Tito's vodka.
Right.
Did they have tequila as well?
Yeah, they did have tequila. Tequila was, bear with me one second, I've got it right over here. But yeah, they had so much food, so much drink, and then they had those ice cream bars. Not ice cream, they were frozen foods, frozen fruit type thing, right?
Yeah.
Sugar, did you mention Sugarfina was the...
I just mentioned there was a candy buffet.
Yeah, Sugarfina was the sponsor for the candy buffet. The tequila was, and I might be mispronouncing it, Asombroso.
No, that was close enough. Yeah.
Asombroso fine tequila. It's 100% pure agave. So, I mean, that was great.
I stayed away from the tequila that day, Mark. It was early, and we started out with beer. I didn't want to mix and match too much.
Right.
Knowing it was a long day. It was Greek Easter.
You know what, though, Matt? Also, because this was an exhibition of the cars, there were some winners. There were contests.
Yeah.
The best in class. There were special awards, and there's too many to go over here. I mean, I got it in front of me, and there's just a ton of them. But you had motorcycles were winning, automobiles, best of show. The best of show, Concourse de Sport, owned by Ron Hine, was his 1961 Alfa.
Wow.
Oh, those Alphas were something, too, I got to say.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they had some Jaguars, too. I didn't only named a couple of cars, but yeah, they had Jaguars there as well.
But the special awards went to the BRM Award, went to Richard Zager for his 1941 Lincoln Continental, which was fantastic. The FIVA Award went to Brandon Adrian for his 1967 Alfa Romeo. There's like 30 here listed. The best of class with the Alfa Romeo to Ian Wayne for his 1965 Giulia Spirit Speciale. I mean, there must be 30 winners over here at this thing, which was, and I apologize, I can't list every one of them. But I strongly encourage everybody, if you missed out on it, next year you've got to go back to the Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance for the 8th annual. GreystoneConcourse.org. And you can go visit the Greystone Mansion throughout the year, I guess. But go to the Beverly Hills website and check things out there first to see when you can go.
If our schedule permits, I sure as hope that we can be back there next year, Mark. I know our schedules get kind of crazy. crazy these days, but hopefully we'll be able to make it there.
Yeah.
Are you done with all those shout-outs for the concourse?
Congratulations to Susan Rosen. She's president of the Friends of Greystone Board of Directors. I think we met her actually out there that day. She does a wonderful job.
Board of Directors. We just recently got on some Board of Directors, didn't we?
So, again, thanks again for everything, Dana. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
We look forward to going there next year again.
Yeah,
so,
fantastic.
Thanks so much.
I know we tapped on the what was the event that was happening last night? The big event.
The gala at the Met?
The Met, yeah.
The Met.
In addition to that, I mean, over the weekend, believe it or not, it wasn't a gala, but the NFL draft took place on Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Chicago. Did you see that red carpet? Boy, now everything is so crazy with the red carpet. Now, a couple of years ago, this was just the NFL draft out of New York. Now it's in Chicago 2 years in a row. Huge red carpet.
It's a regular Hollywood event.
Did you see some of the fashions?
Fantastic.
Anything that really
some of them were good, some of them were crazy.
Did you see some of the shoes that some of these people have? And it's crazy. They sign on with their agent beforehand, so the agent already provides them with enough, I guess, jewelry and fashion to walk this red carpet in style. Yeah, but some of these guys were, I hate to say it, but when the white guys get up there, they're boring.
You're right about that. They don't have the splash.
They were the top two picks in the draft were both quarterbacks, nice enough guys, but relatively pretty boring.
They don't have the splash. It's all about the splash.
Yeah, but pretty cool. Was it cool? You watched?
Yeah, it was great. It was enjoying.
Red carpet for that.
Oscar arrivals.
Yeah, and that being said, from one venue to another, how about the White House correspondent dinner on
over the weekend? Another thing, like you're right. You're watching it live too, you know. And I mean, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, CNN was covering it live for like 3 or 4 hours, and then it went back to back. After it was over, they played it again. Not only did Barack Obama turn into a comedian, I'm sure he didn't write this stuff. He was good, but again with the fashion, most of the people were, you know, it's black tie, but still, did you see Jeff Goldblum on the red carpet?
I did see him. He looked. I know he's tall, but boy, he looked really. Yeah. Tall.
Okay, now we know Jeff Goldblum from, you know, The Fly, Big Chill,
Jurassic Park,
Independence Day, and now, but he's in those commercials now for the apartment.com.
Apartments.com, right?
Yeah. So now he's invited to this thing. How does he qualify? I mean, Jeff Goldblum.
Look at this. How does anybody qualify? Really?
I mean, Kendall Jenner was there. She's super, not only is she one of the top three models out there now. You know, her family's, and nothing against Jeff Goldblum. I mean, I like him a lot. I think he's 63 and he just recently became a father.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
63?
Yeah, or 62. But I saw him, and like I said, I like him a lot, but, how do you get, I mean, can you lobby for this, or is this like the Met invite only too, where you get the.
I think so. It could very well be. It could be a very tight invite.
And also over the weekend, well, this was filmed a month ago, but they had it this weekend in HBO, the Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame inductees, which was wonderful. But the crazy thing about this is they give you one ticket, and anybody else that's joining you got to pay $10,000. What are your thoughts on that? That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
I mean, you're getting inducted, and they give you one ticket.
Speaking of which, we're going to go live in a minute here on Periscope. I'm setting that thing up right
Periscope.
Now.
Periscope. Yeah, okay. we try to use all the social media outlets, whether it's Snapchat, which we're new to, Periscope, Instagram, you name it. At the end of the show, Mark always gives a shout-out and our social media addresses to follow us. So we're new to the Periscope thing, so bear with us. Keep in mind. At the same time, I want to give a big shout-out to Nature's Best. They provided us with their fig bars. We have a partnership with The Bay. Oh, congratulations to The Bay, the series, which is an online series, like anywhere from 17 to 22-minute episodes. They just were nominated for the second year in a row for, I'm not quite sure what the category is, it's digital something, but they just won an Emmy for the second year in a row for the best online soap opera. So,
love our partnership with them.
And so that being said, congratulations to The Bay, the series, and we have been providing the cast and crew, which I think they just started filming the new series. The new season yesterday.
Well, it was this week. I'm not exactly sure when they're starring.
So Mark and I and Wild Creations, our core business, we're providing snacks and beverages for the cast and crew for the 10-day film shoot. So one of the companies that participated, in addition to a bunch of other ones, is Nature's Bakery. A big shout-out to naturesbakery.com, and they provide a bunch of fig bars. Mark, did you try these things? Healthy.
I love the berry. I don't know which one I had. Was
pomegranate.
It raspberry or what was
pomegranate
it?
Pomegranate and raspberry. But again, Mark, these things are cholesterol-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, 0% trans fat. And again,
by the way, we are live on Periscope right
and
now.
And non-GMO, Mark, just like the Vance Family Candles. So, wow, good stuff. And I think we provided several boxes. So thank you to Paula over there at Nature's Bakery. Now, hopefully,
I loved it. And I got multiple flavors, I think, too, also. So pomegranate. I think I had raspberry or something. It was
we
delicious.
Had raspberry, and we always like to take a couple. We always
take a little bit off the top.
We have to know. We have to know what we're promoting, who we're getting involved. So we take
has
a couple.
To taste good, has to look good,
has to taste good, has to
like
look
us.
Good. And I think we've been trying to partner with Nature's Bakery for quite some time, and finally we were able to meet up with Paula, get her involved. So on behalf of the Bay, on behalf of the Harris Brothers and Wild Creations, thank you for that, Paula. Hopefully we can get you involved in one of our upcoming events, which we're doing the ESPYs, we're doing the Emmys, we also doing some for the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Unfortunately, not there, but we are providing some wonderful gift bags. And one of our clients that is participating in these Derby gift bags, this is some cool stuff too. It's Bell and Rose Naturals. Bell and Rose Naturals are hand-blended in Louisville. All kind of moisturizers and soaps and lotions and so forth. Bell and Rose Naturals. After lots of trial and error to find good quality skincare products, they have found the recipe for products that have tested and are, you could trust them for everyday use for your skincare. So check them out at Bell, B-E-L-L-E, and rosenaturals.com. Periscope rocks, man. When are we going to get onto Snapchat? So thanks for listening today, and the show continues on this, again, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. But rain is in the forecast, isn't it, Mark?
Rain's in the forecast this weekend and possibly on Saturday also at the biggest Kentucky Derby party west of the Louisville, west of Louisville, Kentucky. One good thing is, unfortunately, though, Saturday, unlike when we were at the Santa Anita Derby a month ago, there is no racing at Santa Anita this Saturday. There's no racing.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's off-season right now. You could still watch all the races around the country
so
on
Mark,
Saturday.
So- Oh, and you can still come to bet.
There's just no live racing taking place at Santa Anita this Saturday.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So
that's
it's
be
Derby
really
Day without...
When we were there for the Belmont, racing was going on there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you happen to take a chance to look at the Greystone Mansion?
Okay. It's great. Yeah. The cars were great. Everything there was great.
I'll tell you what's great, Mark. You know what's great? Friday the 13th, a week from this Friday, we're going to be on one of our episodes. The Kook, the Chief, and the Brother. So
that's our first episode as Bitters.
As Bitters. So
yeah.
That is Friday, May 13th. It's a week from this Friday. And like Mark always says, even though we're not currently on Storage Wars, Storage Wars runs like I Love Lucy,
constantly,
and Mark and I are always
going.
On. In fact, we were just on 2 weeks ago. Barry's got a new show called Barry's Best Finds, I think. And the first episode was an episode, a segment he was doing on his favorite episodes. And Sherby Gorey, who was on that episode, Mark?
Us.
Harris Twins, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow, mark it on your calendar, even if it's during the day, it's at 10 o'clock. Set your DVR, Friday the 13th, 10:30, DVR, The Kook, The Chief, and The Brothers.
It's my favorite episode. And also, by the way, Matt, last week we were on Hatched on the CW network. It runs a show called Hatched, and it's very similar to the Shark Tank plan, except it's a little low-key. It's not as big and grand as Shark
smaller,
Tank.
Yeah.
So Matt and I were guests, samplers, or tasters, or I guess samplers.
Opinionators.
Opinionators. I like that word.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we were there, and so our episode ran a week ago, and actually I sent my DVR, so I watched it with my son last night.
Yeah, we filmed that about 6 months ago, didn't we?
At least 6 months. So the thing about the Harris Brothers is we're always someplace doing something. We're relevant, irrelevant. We're never going to be irrelevant. We're always trying hard to be relevant because when we were in Vegas, I don't know how many times we got stopped from people wanting to take pictures, autographs, because they're Storage Wars fans, which was great.
And wasn't that fantastic being the ITT Expo? I mean, we were like in our
ITT
realm of...
The ITT Expo.
ITT. Yeah. ISS.
Yes,
World
ISS.
Expo.
Right.
I mean, it was
right.
Almost nonstop.
It was a great event.
Yeah.
You know, thanks, Leanne and iBid for Storage.com for having
Once
us.
Once again, big shout out to iBidForStorage.com.
You got a phone number there? If anybody needs
I do
to
have
call
a phone number there. If you need to,
I might
want to
call when I get off the line. Off
I almost
the show
want
here.
To say ask for Leanne, but we don't want everybody call. We don't want
the CEO. We can't disturb him getting called directly.
No. Call 844-424-3669. iBidForStorage.com. I love the name, too.
Yeah, it's a great name.
iBidForStorage.com. So what's going on this weekend, Mark? Oh, yeah, we got the – it's Mother's Day, too.
Oh, on Sunday,
on
right.
Sunday's Mother's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So you people out there, don't forget about Mama. Even if you're across the country and you can't see Mama, take her to brunch or whatever, send her some flowers. We're not getting endorsed or sponsored by any flower companies, but if you're not going to see your mother, send her some flowers, because where would we be without our moms?
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
I still got to get out and do some shopping.
Yeah, I do too, as well as Blake. The two of us have to go out. So, Blake, if you're listening, get some time aside this
get
week.
Out get out to the mall. I still got a couple days.
Saw Jungle Book on Saturday.
How was it?
It's made at about, I think Blake tells me, about $800 million so far around the world.
Oh, not that much, yeah. Mark. No.
Well, I'm just telling you what Blake told me. $700
million. No, $247. I just checked the numbers the other day.
Okay. All right, but, Blake, then I guess your numbers are wrong.
Yeah.
Blake's our fact checker, so Blake, fact check those facts.
Yeah.
But anyhow, again, a big shout out to Santa Anita Park. If you're not doing anything on Saturday, the biggest derby party west of the Kentucky, Saturday, May 7th, go out to Santa Anita Park in beautiful Arcadia. That's santaanita.com. You can call them at 626-574-7223. You can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get front runner reservations, chandelier room reservations. And if you haven't been to any one of their parties lately, I suggest you go and spend the afternoon in the chandelier room, which is second to none when it comes to having a great time. Great view of the racetrack, even though they're not going to be running races, but the staff there is very the customer service is second to none over there. Gates open early, so get to Santa Anita Park in.
By the way, $253 million worldwide for Jungle Book.
Okay, that's $243 crazy. Million worldwide.
That's a $250 million in 2 weeks. By the way, Mark, I haven't been to the theater in probably well over a month. In addition to you seeing Jungle Book,
I've just got my fact checker. He's confirming $600 million worldwide, and that's my fact checker.
Well, I got the numbers right here in front of me, Blake.
Okay,
got the numbers right in front of me.
600 worldwide, actually 700 million worldwide. So I was correct. Thank you, fact checker.
Well, I got the numbers right here, Mark.
Well, that's where Blake got the numbers, man. He got the numbers.
I know. I got
Matt,
it right
in
here.
In the U.S. alone, it's made about $220 million.
Yeah, it's only been out 3 weeks.
Right, and it's about
$220 million. No movies make almost $1 billion in 3 weeks.
Well, they do
not
nowadays.
Even Star Wars.
But don't debate our fact checker.
I'm debating because all I got the numbers right here.
Well, where do you think he's getting the numbers from, Matt? As you always say, where do you think he's getting the numbers from?
Out of thin air? But let's be realistic. No movie, not even Jurassic Park, makes $700 million in 3 weeks, Mark.
Blake. It's been out longer than 3 weeks.
No,
but,
I'm looking. This was the third week.
Matt, where do you think Blake is getting the information from?
I don't know.
You're
I'm just saying the movie's been out 3 weeks.
Right.
I'm saying the movie's
but
been
But you're reading weeks. It someplace? That's where
okay.
Blake is getting it.
Can you deny that the movie's been out 3 weeks?
I don't know. It might be 4 weeks. I'm not sure.
It's been 3 weeks.
Okay. I don't know. Blake told me the other day it's $700 million worldwide. Okay. Again, like I'm using your line, Matt. He didn't get that number out of thin air. Okay. That's why he's employed as our fact checker.
Yeah. Well, so, I am the
again,
fact checker right
he's
here.
He's getting the numbers someplace. Okay.
Again, no movie makes $800 million in 3 weeks.
I agree.
Not
no movie has made
$800 thank you.
In 3 weeks.
Thank you.
And neither
anyhow,
has Jungle
so what
Book.
Previews seven? You just said $757 million.
No, I said 700. You're talking about $800 million.
Same thing. No movie makes that much. Yeah. Not even the Star Wars movies.
You make get a take a picture of the.
It is neat though. I got a picture right here.
Okay. Well, either
anyway,
you're wrong.
So, what other previews did you see?
Nothing good.
What does that mean? I mean,
nothing
liked
good.
It.
I mean, if it the previews that I saw were good.
Oh, they're
I
all Disney
they
movies.
Were. Yeah, but the previews were nothing good.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good. Yeah, so no big deal. Previews were.
Well, usually when you see G or PG rating over
okay,
Disney.
Okay, anyhow, so I've got just to go back real quick for our Dancing with the Stars things. I've got the list of the people that are on Good Morning America, on the NFL players. Antonio Brown. Is he on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I don't even know who he is.
Okay.
He might be.
What about, let's see, I got Antonio Brown. He's one of the NFL players. And let's see, the third one I don't have written down over here. Okay.
Okay, so it's Von Miller. Okay, he's with Denver.
Well, yeah, he wasn't the one they referred to as superstar. It was Antonio Brown. He's on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So,
well, you watch the show every week. Was this the first time they referred to him as superstar?
Yeah. I mean, I've been paying attention in that regard.
So
before.
He must have just came and said, "I want to be introduced to superstar."
Yeah,
I guess that's something that you know that's your own personal preference. You could, hey, we're almost running out of time. We got some. We got this one client, Mark. Did you give a shout out to them, the Ziggits?
I did not.
Ziggit, ZIGGIT.com. They're also participating in our upcoming Jenner gift bag. Real cool stuff. The original Ziggit. Check them out at Ziggit, ZIGGIT.com. They're involved with the Wow Creations Jenner gift bag that we are providing Kendall and Kylie Jenner in, I think, at the end of the month.
Oh, and just a quick, again, going back to, I know it's tired, man, but 243, that's domestic.
Oh, it's domestic, huh?
The 243 is the domestic.
I still got to debate that $750 billion in, or $750 million.
No, it's $700 million, which means it's probably 687 worldwide, which is
in
very
three
doable.
Weeks, though. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
So let's see. So you said we got an episode coming on Friday the 13th, which is our favorite episode.
10 o'clock. Set the DVR.
You can also watch, listen, hear us if you want to get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers on the fabulous World of WoW on www.firstrun.tv channel 2. It's running 24/7, 365. You can watch from your laptop, desktop, iPad, iPhone, tablet, whatever you got. You can catch us on an episode of the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW. Also, facebook.com/WoWCreations. Twitter.com/WoWHollywood. Snapchat, go to WoW Creations or WoW Hollywood. I'm still waiting to get the complete training on that for my son as to how we do that.
Well, Blake just sent me the paperwork here. It looks like $688 million worldwide. Zootopia, $930. Boy, these movies are making $1 billion like it's nobody's business now.
You know, this is crazy. I told you about the other day, Matt, how this information keeps popping up on my phone.
Yeah.
Right now, it just popped up here, Matt. 36 minutes to home from here, right now, if I left
crazy.
Here. So it knows, Matt, that the show is ending in a minute here.
Everything's crazy, Mark, but big shout out again for iBidForStorage.com. But check this out, Mark. $932 million for Zootopia, $862 million for Batman, $761 million for Deadpool.
Yeah. All right. So anyhow, you can also follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, MySpace. We're here again next Tuesday afternoon, next Tuesday morning at latalkradio.com, channel 2, The Tastemakers. Watch us on Friday. Who knows? There might be another episode of Hatched out there. It's on the CW around
the
country.
World of WoW.
I already did that. Wow. I already did that. So until next week, thanks for watching. Again, thank you, Santa Anita, for the chandelier room. We hope to be there again this Saturday. That's SantaAnitaPark.com. Thank you to Greystone Mansion, Concourse to Elegance, and the City of Beverly Hills for having us.
Thanks
to Jada Restaurant in beautiful Las Vegas at the Cromwell Hotel. Had a great time. Life is short. My good old buddy Pitbull says, every day above ground is a great day.
That's
so we'll see you next week on the radio.
Later.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.